Welcome to No More Rules, the impact of being you, no matter what. A movement to awaken your inner power and be the creator of your own healthy life. With hosts Steph Yost and Camille Barreto, where clean eating is at the core of our inner growth by honoring our body and health. They will help shift perceptions, encourage thinking outside the box, and overcoming limiting behaviors and beliefs. You are worthy of living your best life, developing your inner power with clean eating and healthy lifestyle, and discovering your awesomeness. No More Rules starts now.
Hey, everybody, I'm Dr. Pat, and for the moment, I am sharing this show with all of you and the two amazing hosts of No More Rules. Today, we're going to just take a little step back, and Steph Yost, it will not be joining us today, and Camille is taking the stage forefront, right in front of you, just right there, to talk about some very important things. And here's what you should know. You know, look, Camille is an amazing wellness coach, and she is dedicated, committed to helping people all over the world understand what their lives could be like if they would take that step forward and understand the impact is. What's the impact of being you? See, that's No More Rules. No More Rules, the show, talks about the impact of being you. But the you that you want to become, I'm pretty sure if you pay any attention to the data, it's a thriving you. It's a you that is free from fear. It's that you that really wants to jump up and kick your heels together. But it's also the you that understands the challenges of life and yet longs to know how to make the change. That's what today's show is about. You know, both Camille and Steph come together on No More Rules. Both of them are wellness coaches. Both of them are motivational speakers. Both of them understand and recognize what it means to heal. And today's show in particular is that show. It's no mistake that we're coming up on the holidays, and it doesn't matter if we are or we aren't. But today there are two things Camille's going to talk about that have been part of my legacy, that have been part of my life. I don't think I'm different from many of you. And it's this, guilt and shame. Who would you be without these? Camille, great to see you. Good to have you.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. Thank you.
Yeah. GNS sounds like a fashion line, doesn't it? A clothing fashion line. But it's actually a fashion line when we wear guilt and shame ourselves, right? Yep. You know, let's start out by talking about you know, who would you rather let down? Who would you rather be? Where does guilt and shame come in and how we define ourselves versus others?
Yeah. And I chose this topic, Dr. Pat, because it's probably the key topic that I sit and talk about with my clients on a daily basis. When I was trying to think, what has impacted your life, held you back? And what are you talking about with people on a daily basis that's really going to resonate with them? It's guilt and shame. And you're right. I would say I wore them well, but man, were they heavy. They were heavy. They were confining. It was hard to breathe because I really lost who am I and what did I come here to be and do because I was so hung up with the guilt and shame. And here's the ironic thing that people think that guilt and shame, when they come in and do our program or they're being coached by me, that that's what's going to keep them on track. When ultimately, it is what sabotages them.
Yeah. Say more about that, because, see, that's fascinating, right? It is interesting to think that, you know, here we are, we go in one direction. But when it comes to guilt and shame, what I've discovered is in my life, and especially very young age, what I've discovered is you don't know what you don't know about these two, and you don't know how they're going to show up, and you don't know how they navigate you in directions that you don't necessarily want to go.
Yeah. And I think that that's the fun part of what I do is that so many people, when we talk about this, well, where did this come from? And so to just kind of start with, because I want people to know, well, where did you find the guilt and shame, Camille? How did it hold you back? First of all, and I'm sure a lot of people can resonate with this, I was a people pleaser. I was a rule follower. And rules worked really, really well for me, I thought. And probably if I look at my life, the biggest slap in the face that I had by following the rules and being super responsible was, you know, I get this diagnosis of bipolar disorder. And I'm a pharmaceutical rep, so I'm on multiple meds. I'm highly educated. I know how to take my meds. I'm showing up to my doctors every 2 weeks as scheduled. They're telling me to do yoga, mindfulness, and I am being so responsible with this disorder, with my disability. And like I've said in other shows, I was in an abusive relationship. And by the time I had the courage to leave, I leave. And I'm going to court for custody of my child. And I've got three amazing doctors. One is world renowned, testifying for me with with the judicial system. And the courts still say, you know what, dad gets primary custody because you have a diagnosis and you're disabled. And it was the biggest slap in my face. I thought, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I thought if you were super responsible and you followed all the rules,
yeah,
everything works out for you.
Yeah.
And then here's where I went after that, which serves nobody. I went into victimhood. How could they do that to me? That is not justice. That is not okay. And then there's the fight that I started to get. And that wasn't serving me either because I was in victimhood, right? Because I had bought into, if you follow all of this, so then I became a victim of my own story. It was crazy how it all ended up happening. So when people come in and maybe they have a health condition or maybe not the best marriage or whatever, it really is a lot of pulling people out of victimhood and going, well, let's look at the big picture of this. Instead of, I have no choices, you absolutely have choices. And maybe your body's just talking to you and you need to honor it. Maybe there's something you have to learn from this marriage. It's a different way of looking at it, right?
Yeah. It's a different way of looking at it. You said something I want to really call out to people.
Okay.
You know, one of the things I love is whenever I get into a conversation that happens between people that believe in following rules and the fact that we were given free will. And so one of the things that some of us have come to discover is that we have not been given rules. We've been given guidelines. We've been given ways to decide about life. We've been given choices. But when you are stuck in a rule system, and that is finite, there are rules of law. Let's just say that because you just talked about one of them. There are rules of law. Somebody writes that book and says, if you do this, that is a crime. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the rules in our lives that either we are imposing on ourselves or someone else is imposed on ourselves. And yet we spend our whole life trying to meet or exceed a false expectation. And what you just talked about as a people pleaser and a rule follower is you think you're doing something right and you think it's going to turn out. And that's where you are. And what happens with that is it doesn't turn out because not everybody does follow the rules. And you end up trying to figure out, how do I get myself back on track? When we think about that, and you become a rule follower to the point where you have forgotten how to make up your own mind about something, that can break your system down, your mental state, your emotional state, and your physical state, right?
Yep, right? Absolutely. And that's where I was. I didn't even know who I was. And here I'm married to, I guess we're gonna call it what it was, a narcissist. They don't follow any rules. And it was all working out for him. I was like, what? So the expectations I had imposed on myself, just like you said, it didn't come from anywhere else but other than what was imposed on me and what I had created and followed.
Yeah. you know, and there are things we're going to talk about, but let's just talk about a couple of them, right? Because a lot of these situations and a lot of this theories, and, you know, my heart goes out to you because I have heard this story over and over and over again, especially recently. And, you know, a very dear friend of mine, but also someone I met, in 11 or 12, who started a campaign, Melanie Tanya Evans, who went out there, was one of the only person who was non-clinical, because psychology doesn't even, psychology will not recognize the absolutely horrific nature of NPD. But this is a woman that came out, and she was not a credentialed person at the time, but she put her stamp on the map about this, because she addressed exactly what you're talking about. She had to throw the rule book out and say, hello, people, this is what you're involved in. This is what you have to learn about yourself. And by the way, there is a rule, no contact. We're going to take a short break when we come back. You know, but even that rule is a choice. When we come back, how do you rediscover yourself? What happens when you look at living a life that may or may not have the degree by which you're used to, of guilt, shame, sadness, fear, ultimately suffering? What happens when you can move the dial a little bit? We're going to talk about that with Camille when we come back. Before we go to break, how do people find out about you all? Tell them about Impact.
Okay. Impact Wellness, you can go to our website. It's yourimpactwellness.com. And you can find out more about us on there. Or you can also call in 308-382-4522. We would love to coach you.
When we come back, I think there really is some truth to hitting 40. I know totally it was for me, but I think there's something about that. I know we hear about that a lot. I think people talk about it. Yes, 40 is the new 20. I get that. You know, we know everything is being moved up. We're all living longer. But there's something that happens, and I can only talk to women. But 9 times out of 10, the women I talk to, they mention the 40. My story turned on that date. Talk to Camille about hers. Doesn't matter if you're 40, 50, it doesn't matter. What you're going to hear about is the critical steps that will allow you, help you, empower you to rediscover your true self. Camille Barreto, I'm Dr. Pat. We're going to take a short break. You're listening to No More Rules. We'll be right back. Boy, does this feel like good times today. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I love it. This is a show that's going to invite all of you to open up your heart, because it's about dreams coming true. There's a road we get to take as we craft out and we lay a course that's in service of so many others. Sometimes the universe, God, whatever you believe in, have you ever wondered why, but better than why, or how the universe knows how to line things up in a way that gets you ready for the most expansive part of who you're going to become? This is the time to change. And gratitude, leading with love, opens up more expansive possibilities than you can imagine. Crust busting your way to an awesome life. I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
There isn't a magic pill to creating your healthy lifestyle, yet it doesn't have to be hard or feel impossible. Health works from the inside out, connecting both your body and your mind. Georgette LePage lives and breathes what she teaches, so allow her to be living proof of what can work for you. Connect with her now for a free 30-minute discovery session to see what results you are looking for and how she can help you get them. Visit GeorgetteLePage.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. I am here today sitting in, helping, facilitating a fabulous show, No More Rules, host, Steph Yost and Camille Barreto. Today, Camille is taking the stage up front, up close and personal to talk about, you know, two strange but not so strange, guilt and shame. Guilt and shame can start at a very, very early phase in your life. They can be, guilt and shame can be passed on generationally by values and principles that your grandparents or parents. Guilt and shame can be imposed on you from society. Definitely groups of people in our culture in the United States are feeling less than, they feel guilted, they feel shamed on a regular regular day. If you are a person of color, you absolutely know that. If you're part of an LGBTQ community, you know that. If you are part of any group that has been categorized and ostracized, you know that. But even if you're not, even if that's not you, even if you don't fit into those groups, you are subject to guilt and shame running your life. And the rules that guilt and shame will impose on you are what Camille Barreto is going to talk about. Camille, again, give out the website before we talk about this, because guilt and shame will run your life. How do people work with you all? How do they sign up to work with you as a wellness coach?
They can go to our website and sign up that way. And our website is yourimpactwellness.com, or call us at 308-382-4522.
Okay. Labels. Yeah. I grew up with them. They weren't so kind when I was growing up. We didn't say you were learning different. That's what we call people today. Or we say that you are blah, blah, blah challenge. I mean, we're much kinder with the labels, but they're still labels. You know, on the spectrum, whatever it is, there's a label for it, especially in the field of psychology. Now, we do that to ourselves and we do it to each other. Let's talk about you, because I said this before. At age 40, I think an alien took over my body. At least that's what people say, because it was like a light switch got flipped on for me. And I remember looking in the mirror on the way to get into my fancy sports car in my 4,000 square foot house on almost 6 acres in New Jersey, looking in the mirror, checking my look, and I was shocked by what I saw. I did not recognize myself. That was my moment of awakening. Let's talk about that for you. You know, all the labels that have either been imposed on us or reimposed. Talk about that right now. Let's talk labels.
Yeah. My 40 was getting out of the divorce, like I said. And I had bought into, really, by the time I left the abusive relationship, the only thing I believed in was that I was a good mom. And just like I said, you know, primary custody is given to the father. And that went by the wayside. So when I tell you, like, I built up this really successful career, what I had thought was successful, had pretended for 15 years to be in a great relationship, raising 4 children. And I'm disabled. I don't have custody of my son or primary custody. There is nothing left of me and nothing I believe in about myself that it was okay. You're going to sit at home and you're going to figure out who you are. But here's what I didn't realize. So much of my identity was caught up with labels. So when I was sitting there pouting in my house alone was, well, I'm divorced now, I'm disabled, and I have bipolar disorder. So who's going to want me? Who's going to even want to be friends with me, right? Because those were the only identifiers that I could see about myself. And not until I realized, wow, you are so much more than any of those. Girl, what in the world are you talking about? And how did I start to rediscover myself? And I don't know about you, Dr. Pat, but it was finally going within and going, you got to start figuring out what brings you joy. What brings you happiness? What are you passionate about? Because as a people pleaser, you don't even know any of those things, because you're doing things to make other people joyful or to please other people, or you're so caught up in rules that you've imposed on yourself that you don't know who you are. So it's that internal journey that people have to take, that when people are sitting in front of me, we are constantly talking about that and getting away from, whoa, 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 you are so much more than obese. We call it the F word here. To me, it's more offensive, fat, than the other F word. I don't want to hear it because you are so much more than that. And if you and I were talking and I picked up the phone and you're interviewing me for the network, well, I'm white, I'm female, I'm a health coach, I have a biology degree, blah, blah, blah. But until you actually met me, did you discover my essence is what I call it, right?
Right, exactly. And, you know, you're so right about this because, you know, we are doing this all the time. The other thing is, you know, we now live in a society. I remember talking to my mom, you know, before she passed away, right? And I turned 40 and I was 42. And I have to tell you, I just threw everything up in the air. See, for some of us, and let's talk to this, because I think it might have been the same for you. For some of us, there comes that moment where it's not so loving. The awakening is not like, oh, Pat, who do you want? No.
No.
It's like, what the have you done to yourself? This is not who you are. Are you getting ready to make a decision that's going to hurt thousands of people because you have this executive job? Are you really going to do that? Mm-hmm. Is that who you are, Pat? So sometimes it hits us. It takes to get to the point where there is an event like your divorce.
Yeah.
Where there is this wake-up call that you cannot not look at. Because a lot of us have gone through our lives with guilt and shame, right? I just went through my life most of the time. Most people do. And they just integrate guilt and shame into everything they do. It just gets integrated. Yep. It becomes who you are until it's not working anymore. And you and I are talking the point by which the wake-up call was instantaneous. The curve to get from where you were to where you are was like a steep curve. However, there must have been signs along the way for you, right? I know there were for me. There must have been little stories and little signs along the way that said, oh, susceptible to guilt and shame.
Yeah. Well, like my ex-husband, he never laid a hand on me. He didn't have to. I was so easily manipulated with guilt and shame. Are you sure this is what we need to do? Are you sure that this is good for us? Can you cut those vegetables a little bit better so we're not wasting them? And is that recyclable stuff that, you know, you threw away? That's all you had to do. It wasn't quit being an idiot. He never had to get verbally aggressive with me. I was just this quiet little mouse trying to please him constantly. And in the meantime, never being true to myself.
Yeah.
And that was the mental illness speaking, going, you keep not being true to yourself. This is going to keep getting worse and worse. And it was.
Yeah. And, you know, let's talk about this for a minute, because there's a moment that the shame gets real.
Ugh.
There's a moment that the shame gets real. I'm not saying it's not real before. I grew up in a particular religion where the practices of that religion were based on fear, were based on guilt, were based on shame. And then my stepmom's religion was a little different. You know, her religion, it was more like, hey, you know, Jesus died on a cross way back when. You do not have to die on a cross yourself now. So her spiritual practice was, we do not have to continue to beat ourselves up because that was my stepmom. We were forgiven. However, the other side of the family and what we all grew up with from my dad was, every day you live in, you're probably committing a sin. And so religion is just one part. It's just one part. This is a pattern that could hit us across the board. It could hit us in relationships like you talked about. But how about school?
Oh,
hello.
Yeah.
How about school? Mm-hmm. How about the dreaded SAT test or GRE test? Mm-hmm. How about those things that you are trying to meet or exceed a standard, and yet all the other aspects of who you are get ignored, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Doesn't all of this fuel shame?
Absolutely. And shame did get real. And when I was on disability, when I do support groups, my clients will say, I wish I would have known you when you were on disability. God, no, you don't. I was a complete walking facade, right? I was hiding behind all of it and hiding it well. But you know what? When it got real, I couldn't hide behind the shame. It was all out there. And then that's when it's like, okay, now who are you? You got to deal with this. That's when the shame got real for me.
Yeah. It's so funny that people say that, because I get asked that too. They're like, I wish I would have known you back then when you were like a badass. And I'm like, okay, wait a minute. But what does that even mean? I think I'm still a little badass right now. But what they were saying when they hear stories, right, that I talk about, homeless, Harley Davidson, you know, growing up in my family, when they hear those stories, it paints a picture. But that person of who I was back then, let's just talk about this before we go to break, because I want to talk to you when we come back.
Okay.
That person back there could achieve, not that I can't today, a phenomenal success. You know, it didn't matter. I would make sure that I was going to go up that corporate ladder with no education, starting in a mailroom, couldn't read or write. I was just determined to go from one thing to excel. But is that enough? Where do you learn humility? And you learn humility to help you make healthy choices about yourself.
Yeah.
What does humility do to help you discover not only are you not all that, but you're so much more? We're going to take a short break when we come back. What is the impact of making healthy choices? And this is really important because we're going to talk about what we do with our body right now. There was nothing I could have done to save my sister. Nothing. There was nothing I could have done. Her guilt and shame over my mother's death and the way my dad handled that with my sister, she spent her entire life trying to numb the pain of that. Trying to numb the pain of that with food and with alcohol. When we come back, today is the day you can make a different decision, have a different choice. Let's take a short break, Jacob. Camille, we'll be right back.
You have one life to live. You want to spend it doing something you enjoy and that has meaning. If you're listening to this, then you're among the many who feel that the work they're doing is no longer a fit. My comprehensive coaching will support you and help you figure it out. I've coached hundreds of people through career transition. But visit my website today to book a free call, www.reinventing-u.com, when what you do matches who you are.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Do you question what an authentic life really looks like? Tune in to The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. Every first and third Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where Allison Blythe brings you tools, resources, and actionable steps toward your very best life. Take responsibility for your own happiness. For more about Allison, visit Allison, A-L-L-Y-S-O-N, Blythe, B-L-Y-T-H-E.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to No More Rules. This is Dr. Pat. I get to share the stage with Camille Barreto today. And pretty soon, both Camille and Steph are going to be launching on their own. And they're going to be taking the same powerful message that we're talking about here in every show of No More Rules. Today, what we're talking about, and I'm telling you, this is seriously important, where we are, guilt and shame. who would you be without these? And the reason that this is important to talk about now is because here's where we are. We are not in back to normal. There is not a way to erase the 3 years without facing the 3 years. We have lost people. We feel all sorts of guilt and shame. Could we have done more? Could we have been there? We're taking on the burden of what COVID has projected to us. There are many things that many of us have done. We ate too much. Maybe you drank too much. Maybe you used too much. Maybe too much, too much, too much. Now you're sitting in the dynamic of guilt and shame, because that's the way these two, they're like tag team wrestlers, right? You know, like my father and used to watch wrestling, and my sister, wrestling. Tag team wrestlers, these two. Just when you think you got one handle, the other one's like tags, the other one, it comes in and now you shame.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this, because there's an impact on this and how we make healthy choices. And I just cannot try to think about, there may be a couple of reasons in my life how I've gotten to make a healthy choice from shame, but it never really lasted, right? Mm-hmm. And right. What does that mean? When somebody looks at you in an outfit and says, oh my God, like, I haven't seen you in a year. What did you do? Eat an elephant? And then that's like enough where you're like, right?
Whoa.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. So with our program, I've said it before, it's a beautiful vessel for me to coach, because people come in and they want to make better decisions for themselves, healthier choices. So they've invested, they've committed. Now I have an accountability partner. I got to come and see you weekly. But what they don't understand, and it's so beautiful to see within just that first week, second week, when people start to make healthy choices and choices with intention, it's so empowering for them and liberating that they are instantly pulled out of a lot of victimhood, and they're beginning to understand, like you were saying earlier, we do have a choice in this. What are the daily choices that I'm going to make that add up to a great deal, which is the quality of our lives? But we minimize the importance of little, small, intentional choices that we're making throughout the day, right? We're all expecting something pivotal to just come along and save us, something big, that magic pill, when it's just small choices that you're being deliberate and intentional about that are now finally empowering you and liberating you and helping you feel better.
Yeah. If you've lived, sometimes just talk to this one thing though. And you know, I just got a message in from somebody here real quick today, and I just want to make sure we cover it.
Okay.
And one of the things that I want to say related to what you just said is there are many people when they discover they're living, they're caught in this catch 22, right? Mm-hmm. Because guilt and shame really is that catch 22. It's like you're on a hamster wheel, because that's what you know. And to a point, it's gotten you to what you wanted in life somehow. Mm-hmm. But now you have a new level of awakening and awareness, right?
Right.
Now, and so let's talk about this for a minute in terms of the body and healthy and what you do. We are now getting the data in. We're now getting data that suggests that what we've been doing for 3 years to ourselves, to mm-hmm. our body, mm-hmm. the impact of that, not for everybody, I'm not saying this is all of you out there,
right?
But it's a large population in order to get data on it, right? From the National Health Association. We now know where we sit with obesity. I'm just gonna use that label for a minute because that's a label we use, mm-hmm. but I don't know how else to say. Let's say it differently. You just needed a way out, and food was your comfort zone, or alcohol was your comfort zone, or any of the above. That was your comfort zone. But now here's where you sit, and you have a new level of awakening, and you look in the mirror. And for some strange reason, you have an awakening that says, I don't love myself today. Those are some of the saddest moments that each of us can have. But that's where you come in. because I do know a handful of people that can snap themselves out of that by themselves. But I don't even think Tony Robbins could help himself out of that, right? This is where you have to get help. You have to be willing to say, I don't want to feel like that. Tell us what you all provide to help people come out of that, because you're more than just wellness coaches, so to speak.
Yeah. So I think the primary factor when people come in, and there are that handful that you're talking about, that, okay, if I show you healthy foods versus unhealthy foods, and I give you a program and you follow it, you're set for life. We have those few people. 9 times out of 10, though, when people come in here and you sit before me, I automatically know that food is not your issue. Food is not the issue. That's what you think is the issue, but it's never the issue. It's usually programming, perceptions, the guilt, the shame, different ways of thinking that you are trying to reach for food for. And I ask myself sometimes when I want something that I'm like, it's not really serving. Camille, do you need comfort? Do you need love? Do you need joy, a reward? Because I can give that to you, right? We are a society that has no clue how to look within. We are always looking outside of ourselves to save us, to fix this problem. That what we do is we sit before you and go, okay, let's start looking at your mindset and how you're thinking, how you think about food, how do you live your life. We're looking at the entire spectrum, the all of it, to decide what is our best way of unprogramming a lot of the BS that you bought into, your relationship with food. How did you learn to comfort yourself? Are you a people pleaser? And men, I love my men. It's sad. I have men that come in and they know nothing but just, I'm in the Midwest, so I'm going to work till the bone. And my only sense of joy is a little bit of food. And now you're taking that away from me, Camille.
Yeah. Oh, believe me. I know I grew up with that because, you know, I grew up with families that celebrated this. But it's interesting you bring this up because, you know, I think about my mom's family from the South. Mm-hmm. And I think about what people would eat, like on a Sunday down here. Like, you know, these are people that had an outhouse and a potbelly stove, my grandparents, mm-hmm. right? I'm really talking South here. But I think about the celebrations on Sunday. And it's so interesting you just said that, because there is something that's changed since my grandma's time. And I remember, like, they would cook these pork chops for breakfast, right? Pork chops. And they'd be like dipped into like a thing, right? Oh, and so I remember the pork chops because the pork chop was like so thin, and then the batter. But here's what I remember. Everyone that I can remember in this moment looked great. So what's the difference? These were hardworking people. You know, my mom had that. My grandma had the outhouse. She had crippling arthritis, but she knitted. My grandpa grew stuff in a farm. We were moving. We're not moving. We haven't been really moving.
We're not moving, and we're also getting away from whole real foods, right? Fast food. Like, so then we're getting all the preservatives and the toxins that are in these foods to keep the shelf life and to make them wonderful, that it's really a lot of getting back to the old way of just whole real food. If it comes from the earth, that energy is given to our bodies, right? And the old ways of thinking are, you know what, we got to get back to family, Dr. Pat, right? Getting together as a family and eating. Steph's big line is health is in the kitchen. You got to learn how to cook, people. You got to get back to that. And I can sit and talk about this until I'm black and blue with people, but they're going to come up with a lot of excuses of why they can't do it. But that's the belief system, and that's what I'm working on. Well, why can't you? Let's discuss those beliefs, that, and are they true? And how can we kind of you know, fine-tune your life to make it easier for you to make healthy choices.
You know, so it's interesting.
You have to look at everything.
You have to look at everything. I'm really struck by two things in the moment. You know, I have not been able to go into the studios and office for a number of reasons, non-COVID related, but having to do with my body. I got a biopsy on my toe. And of course, there's nothing wrong with that, except the thing won't heal. And so I'm struck by, as I was prepping for this show, I was struck by how that could become a story for so many things. Now, clearly, I know I can't go in there because I'm not supposed to be walking. Like, and when you go to our studios, we've got offices, and I'm up and down the hall, up and down the hall, up and down the hall, right? But that doesn't mean that I can't move my body in other ways. So what I'm right. trying to say, and I want to talk to you about this when we come back, is I had to laugh at myself yesterday a little bit. And I was all ready to go in this morning and do the show from our studios and get back in there. I was so wanting to do that. And what happened was I had an unexpected thing happened with my foot. And I was like, okay, what's a message? Now I can yeah. create a story about the message, right? That says, oh, poor me. Or the message may simply be, stay off your feet another week. Don't worry about it. But that doesn't mean you can't get on your Fit Gym and do upper body work, girlfriend. Let's take a short, or I made meatloaf yesterday. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we got to laugh at some of this a little bit. I'm really struck yeah. by my buddy, Rhonda Britton, you know, who did the whole fearless living thing. But then she came out with an interesting book in the middle, so different for her. And it was called, based on where she was struggling in her life, Do I Look Fat in This? I remember her writing that book. And I'm like, why did you write that book? Because that is exactly the way she felt at the time. How many of you are feeling that and feel hopeless and helpless? When we come back, you're not going to have to feel that way anymore. We're going to take a short break, Jacob. When we come back, Camille's going to lay out the pathway for you to take. Get rid of the shackles of helpless and hopeless forever. We'll be right back, everybody.
We are courageously expanding love on my new show, The Elizabeth Cunningham Show, every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join me and my guests where we talk about relationships, sex, love, and the ways we wish we could be but never thought were possible. Visit ElizabethAnnCunningham.com and subscribe.
Do you want to come back to yourself? To come back to your own power? To come back to your dreams? Dr. Tassel Shanebrook will help you utilize transformational mindset and energy techniques to superpower your conscious and subconscious mind so you can be your own hero. Enjoy the relationship of your dreams, your best feeling body, financial abundance, free time, and ease. You are the one you have been seeking. Visit drtassel.com to find out more.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. This is No More Rules. Hey, Camille, before we go, we're going to lighten up a little bit here because and I want to start out a little bit with, you know, my buddy Rhonda's lightening up part. But we have to lighten up a little bit about this because guilt and shame do not want us to lighten up. They don't. They want us to put their agenda at the top of our list and drive everything we do. And I was just talking during break for myself how I almost fell into that today. Before we do that, how do people work with you? We're getting ready for the holidays. Tell people what's available so they can get help now. Be proactive, proactive.
Yep, start now. Yourimpactwellness.com is our website, yourimpactwellness.com. And you can also call us at 308-382-4522. We'd love to talk about all of this with you.
Okay, I was just sharing a little story. I don't want to go into it, but I was sharing a little story about how guilt and shame almost made me do something today that probably would have cost me long term. Right. And, you know, I've talked about this on air about my little toe healing, my little table tennis toe that I can't play ping pong because, you know, I had to get a little biopsy. Everything's good except the healing. And so, you know, I talked about this a little bit, but I'm not the kind of person that just wants to sit here. See, that is not my makeup. So I tried to go in a couple of times to our studio. That didn't turn out good. Went back to the back and forth. But guilt and shame would have me ignore what the right thing to do is, yep, just so we don't feel guilty and we're not shamed into it. And mm-hmm. our friends can say things to us in a nanosecond to trigger it. Like, all I need is like either Linda or Jessica, they didn't do it, but all I would need for one of them to say, don't you think you should go show your face? There's Zoom. Hello, right, Jacob? There's Zoom. But let's, we got to lighten up, right?
Yeah, we have to lighten up. I would say, and I, you know, I thought about writing a book years ago with my physicians. They wanted to write a book, and I'm so thankful I didn't, because that's not where the story ends. And so, like, if I were to write a book today, Dr. Pat, it would be, okay, why are we taking this all so seriously? We need to lighten up. And I started to do that with myself because the guilt and shame were so heavy. So here's what I took from it. Like, if I lighten up about this, how about we just believe we're here to have a bunch of experiences and we're here to learn? And so, like, it works beautifully in what I do every day because guilt, shame, judgment have no place in my office because people cannot heal. They cannot transform. No. They cannot transition away. Right. No. So I have this, this quote framed in my office right behind my head, so my clients can see it, that mistakes are proof that we're trying.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, once I started to learn that there's really no path you can't choose. If you just lighten up and you just go, you know what? I'm learning every day.
Yeah.
I'm going to have fun with it.
Yeah.
And really my only goal in life is to just seek out and have joy in all of it. Man, it just made it possible to release the guilt and shame that were so heavy on my shoulders. And it's fun because what I do now when people come in and their energy is really heavy with the guilt and the shame, and you can tell they want to confess it to me, which I remember being in Catholic, as a Catholic, going into the priest and feeling that way, that instead of going, well, why did you do that? It's, well, what do you think that was about? And let's learn from it. Because just like that perpetual cycle you were talking about, guilt and shame, we're going to stay on that hamster wheel until we learn what that was about. Once we take the lesson or the learning and what it was trying to teach us, then we can move forward, not white knuckling life, and it's more flow. Oh, that's what that was trying to teach me. So somebody comes in and goes, you know what? I was at a wedding and I had a piece of wedding cake and it wasn't just one, it was two or three. Well, what do you think that was about? And then when we go into that place of self-discovery, it's, you know why? It's that not having enough mentality. I overdid it because, you know, when's the next time I'm going to have cake? Well, you're going to have enough. Why do you think that you're not going to be able to have cake one day? Well, because it's that guilt and shame, right? Because cake's not good for me. But when I do it, by God, I'm just going to do it big. And then I'm going to feel really, really bad about myself. No. What do you think that was about? And be light and lovely. And what was the experience? And realize you always have choices. You choose when you want to have the wedding cake. And if you wanted it, have it. But then move on. Because if you sit in that guilt and shame, you will just go back to the cycle that is sabotaging you, and it will perpetually just keep you right there in that motion.
And, you know, let's talk about that for a minute, because, you know, look, I think guilt and shame can literally provide us with very, very valuable information.
Yeah.
But we don't know what to do with it. And unless you have somebody to bump it up against, you don't know what to do. My sister did not. My sister did not have anybody in my family. My Uncle Ralph tried to help her, but there was nobody in my family that could help my sister. There was nobody in my family that could explain to my sister, look, Mom attempted suicide once. You happened to be home as a teenager, being responsible for this woman when your dad should have been there. And nobody was there to help her with that. And so her entire life till her death was about that. And her numbing agent was food. She must have passed away on a hospital floor at close to 500 pounds. Now, here's what I want to say about my sister. She was one of the most loved people that you could ever meet. This is what we know. Guilt and shame does not define who we are on the inside. It doesn't.
No.
It may define what we do in life or how we do it. Can you talk to that? Because there's a point in time now where I laugh at myself now. I just have to laugh a minute. I chuckled this morning at 4:30 this morning, getting out of bed, and I had a hard time walking, and I'm just trying to get to the shower. I got to get in to do the show, got to be there by 6:30. And I'm like, dang, Toe, you're screaming at me. Help people understand you got to take a moment and laugh a little bit, because I did. I laughed so hard right then.
Absolutely. I think something we need to understand, and what I've learned, is shame. Any addiction, there is so much shame placed on it that there cannot be healing that occurs with the shame. So when people are in my presence, we're going to work through that. We're going to look at, you know, what is the lesson to be learned? Where did that come from? Because if we sit in the shame and guilt, there's no healing. But if we go, well, what do you think that was truly about? Why would you make those decisions? And I'm not going to sit here and judge you, but go within and kind of sit and think, where did that programming come from? Is it true or is it not true? And when we start to determine what's true for us versus going, you know, I can't think outside of that because I'm so ashamed. You were only doing what brought you comfort, love, made you feel normal in any addiction, right? That's what addiction is. That's where we feel most normal.
Yeah.
That's, and so, well, what is that about? So that I can start figuring out how can I start accepting and loving myself from not outside of myself, but from within, so that I can start making those healthy choices. And when you become light and lovely about it, and you use humor, and you kind of get tickled, like my inner self is funny, and my clients always laugh at me because I'll go, you know, my inner child, and it's a mantra I say, that if I wouldn't say it to my 3-year-old self, I'm not going to say it to my adult self. And when I sit on the toilet and look down, that is a big place of judgment, right? Like you're exposed. And sometimes you're not really happy with what you see. But I'll sit there and go, no, Camille, you know you're beautiful and amazing. Are you really going to get caught up with that? No, you're not. Okay. See how light and lovely I am about it?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And so it's talking, having those conversations and training people, the internal verbiage, the internal communication. What are you saying to yourself? Make sure that's light and lovely too, Dr. Pat. It's not pull your shit together. What are you thinking? It's not that kind. It's also light and lovely. Quit taking this all so seriously and have fun with it.
That's exactly right. And thank you for doing that, because that's actually what you and Steph provide. Thank you so much for today, because we can start to lighten up now
Yeah.
I mean, I'm already lightening up. Linda and I had a little joke about, you know, Christmas decorations and when she's coming here and all of that. It's so fascinating when you have somebody that you can really lighten up about. By the way, I also have a laughing dog, a little electric laughing dog, and I'm going to have to show it on one of the shows with you guys.
Yeah.
Because you cannot not laugh with this. You just can't. Camille, again, thank you for today. How do people find out about you? How do they get some help? How do they sign up with you all?
You can go to yourimpactwellness.com or call us at 308-382-4522. We would love to talk with you, do a free consult, and see if we're a good fit.
Thank you. One more time for the website.
Yourimpactwellness.com.
And Steph will be back.
Yes, she'll be back next week. She's on a beach having fun somewhere.
Yeah, her and Doc Martin. I think Doc Martin's in Mexico. Sounds good to me. Thank you, Camille. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Pat.
So great. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on. Jacob, thank you for pushing all the right buttons. And to all of you out there, we do have to lighten up, even with our labeling ourselves. It can be pretty funny. My friends are now starting to give me nicknames like Big Toe Patty. So there we go. We'll see you all next time.
Thank you for listening to No More Rules, the impact of being you, no matter what. Tune in live the first and third Monday of every month at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the movement to awaken your inner power and be the creator of your own healthy life with hosts Steph Yost and Camille Barreto, where clean eating is at the core of our inner growth by honoring our body and health. They help shift perceptions, encourage thinking outside the box, and overcoming limiting behaviors and beliefs. You are worthy of living your best life, developing your inner power with clean eating and a healthy lifestyle, discovering your awesomeness. To find out more about Steph and Camille's wellness and weight loss coaching, visit yourimpactwellness.com today and schedule a consultation.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.